I probably would have tried to walk down to the radio station. But there were times when I tell the guys, let's just turn around and try to get back to the Value Cinema. And ah, we'll make it. We'll find something. So we went over backyards and everything. So if Father Arch Brother is out there looking for me somewhere, or if he did show up and I wasn't there, I'm sorry. But thanks a lot to the Hall Brothers, and thanks to everybody. And don't forget, this is the city of good neighbors. Good neighbors, if you can help somebody today, please help them. Okay, now, there are four employees who are at All High Stadium. They're stranded at the stadium. They're at All High Stadium. They have no food. If you are anywhere near All High Stadium, if you have ability to get to it, if you have a snow vehicle of some kind, or you think you can wade through the snow or get to them, there are four employees at All High Stadium. They have no food. So if you can help them, that would certainly be appreciated. This is KB. It's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's go to the phone. Hello.
Hello.
This is Danny Nevers. Can I help you?
We were so worried about you last night. We listened to the radio, and they said that... it's Danny. How about that? They said that you were lost. You haven't heard from him. We thought, my God, he can't be lost.
Well, I couldn't be lost because I always knew where I was at all times.
Yeah, well, nobody else did it.
No, I couldn't get through. It took about... Oh, anywhere from 15 to 25 minutes to get a dial tone.
Uh-huh.
And I just try to, you know, alert some people that I was okay, but some very nice folks in and brought me back to the station.
Well, now we are at William and Babcock and trying to figure out where to go.
You know where you should go? If you're warm, you should stay where you are.
Yeah.
For at least a couple more hours, sure, because they're cleaning the streets, street by Main Street, and we're listening to them on the police radio. And it's going to be a while yet. They're doing it a lot faster than we thought they possibly could handle it, but it's really, if you venture on now, you might get a couple of blocks without any problems, and then you're just not going to get any further.
Would you be able to broadcast when they start getting these messed up?
Oh, yeah, sure. We were just holding back until we get more streets to talk about.
Oh, fine. Wonderful.
Okay?
Well, good luck. I'll see you in Orchard Park.
Maybe. You won't get in Orchard Park till Monday, probably.
I better get in Orchard Park. My cats are starving, Beth.
Uh-oh. Well, I hope you don't have any canaries. It's 8:28. I'm Dan Nevers. The boss is here, too. Everybody's stranded at the radio station. He told me if I do a really good job, I can be on every Saturday. So I'm not really going to do that good a job today, folks. I'm throwing the show.
Enjoy the good things. The good things that you'd like.
Enjoy the good things you'd like with a beneficial all-in-one loan.
That's beneficial. You're good for more. It's great to know. You're good for more.
The beneficial all-in-one loan is the one loan to do all kinds of good things. It's cash to buy the things you want, to do the things you like, to pay the bills, with extra cash left over, too. So phone Beneficial today and ask about a beneficial all-in-one loan. We want to lend you the full amount you have in mind. Beneficial.
Enjoy the good things that you like at Beneficial. You're good for more. It's great to know.
If you're within the sound of my voice, there's a Beneficial Finance System office near you. 10 offices in the Buffalo area. There's one at 2121 Seneca Street, South Buffalo. Loans up to $2,500. See the white pages of your phone book and call the Beneficial manager nearest you today. Beneficial, that's where the money is. Buffalo, New York, that's where the disaster is. We're getting calls from all over the country, and radio stations are calling, TV stations, newspapers. What's going on up in Buffalo? Nothing, absolutely nothing. We would ask you, please, to hold off on the social cancellations. Unless you have a big plant to close or unless you have an emergency announcement that has to be made, please do not call the radio station for that, okay? We would appreciate if you would not call with the various social cancellations. We just have to assume, you have to assume that all the various teas and bowling parties and bingo and CCD classes, you have to assume that they are all going to be closed today because, number one, the people who staff them, who run them, who operate them, will not be able to get there or are still there and stranded there, and the people who would use the service or facility or go to the event would not be able to get there, and certainly they don't want to venture out in this situation. What is the situation? It's minus 56 wind chill factor, and the winds are kicking up at 43 miles an hour. We've had calls from some motorists and emergency vehicles telling us of whiteouts and people walking along the roads. If you do get going somewhere, and it is best to stay put if you're inside, if you do get going somewhere, watch out for people walking. You have a strange combination of things that have caused more people to be walking than driving. Normally we'd say look out for the other car, but now look out for the other walker. because they might walk into your car, they could get blown into your car, or you just might not see them at all. If you're going to venture outside, if you have to go outside, or if you're going to help with some emergency, then please bundle up, make sure you know where you're going. You could get lost. It's like being in a sandstorm at times, and even if you're in your own neighborhood, sometimes you just lose all your bearings and you don't know where you are. If you are elderly, if you have a heart problem, any kind of a medical problem, don't go anywhere. Stay where you are if you're warm. Now, last night it got so bad that they were talking about how to survive in a snowbank. That's a scary thing, but there are ways to do that. Just try to stay away from the wind. If you had to burrow into a snowbank somewhere, if you could make the opening small enough and get in there, up in there, you'd probably, your body heat would keep you for a while anyway, until some emergency help could get you. But the best thing, of course, is to be inside somewhere, even if you're inside where there is no heat. You're better than being out in the wind. The wind is doing a terrible job on people. We've got lots of reports of frostbite today. And that's a rare kind of thing to happen here in Western New York. It's 8:32. Don't panic. Keep your cool. I mean, how bad can it be when Cocaine calls with an excellent ski report and tells us that they're making snow? Now, I mean, seriously, how serious could a storm be? Bristol Mountain reports excellent ski conditions. Kissing Bridge is closed today. They ask you to check their phone tape after 10 o'clock this morning. Swain reports excellent. Cocaine, Holiday Valley, and Wing Hollow. The minimum new snowfall there was 6 inches, up to 14 inches of new snow. So the areas that are open are Bristol Mountain, Swain, Pekin Peak, Cocaine, Holiday Valley, and Wing Hollow. Kissing Bridge is closed. Check on at 10 o'clock with their telephone tape report. They'll let you know when they will be operating again. Again, this is Dan Nevereth on WKBW on a Saturday morning after the storm. All the employees at Pearson Stevens Company at 710 Ohio Street, South Buffalo, have been without food since yesterday morning. If you have an emergency vehicle and you can get through to Pearson Stevens Company at 710 Ohio Street, then please do so. You might want to coordinate your activities with the police departments. If you have a snowmobile, if you have a four-wheel drive with chains, if you have one of those big monsters that can get through somewhere, you certainly could help out. All we would suggest you do is contact your local police precinct or just the policeman on duty. They can dispatch you. You can take the policeman into areas that have to be handled for emergencies, or you can contact the local volunteer fireman, and you can be of help. You can certainly be of assistance today, even if it would just be to go out and get somebody's car running later on when things do start moving. Canisius College will be closed through the rest of the weekend. The Wilson Great Batch, both plants are closed today. The Genesee Community College cancels all Saturday activities, as does DeUville College. The Eden Free Library will be closed until Monday. American Optical is closed today. Arcata Graphic in DePew, all employees scheduled for weekend work should report if they can. Arcata Graphic in DePew asks that all employees scheduled for weekend work should report if they can. The Broadway Market is closed today. Snyder Tank's second shift is canceled. All snowmobile owners in the Lewiston area, please report to the state police at the barracks on Military Road. All M&T banks are closed today. And because of this whopper of a storm, all Burger Kings are closed today. Employees should not report. The River Road Lumber Company at River Road in Maine, North Tonawanda, is closed today. The Trico plant at Washington and Goodall, 1,000 people, no food. 1,000 people at the Trico plant in Washington and Goodall, there is no food. If you can get food to that area, terrific. I don't know how an average person on a snowmobile could bring in enough food for 1,000 people, but coffee would certainly be helpful. Something warm, okay? And donuts. And when you finish there, come over here. The Trico plant at Washington and Goodall, 1,000 people with no food, okay? I don't think we're going to starve. You might freeze. I don't think you'll starve, but it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be really uncomfortable for a while. The G.C. Murphy store in North Tonawanda is closed. Dr. Norman Richards' office hours canceled today at 1077 Delaware Road in the town of Tonawanda. Employees at Lackawanna Steel Plant have also been without food. They'd appreciate anybody who could get anything into them at the Lackawanna Steel Plant. For the wives who are at home worried sick about their husbands and not having food and all, most everybody has been able to get shelter somewhere. Most everybody will eventually run out of food at their shelter, but we've got the National Guard. They'll be airlifting equipment into the area, and it just looks like it's going to be a while yet. So don't worry. It's easy to say, right? Don't worry. It's easy for him on the radio to say, don't worry. But most everybody has found shelter somewhere, and it would be a good idea if you are at a place with food, don't consider it to be an unlimited source, because who knows who might drop in on you unexpectedly. Like 1,000 people might knock on your door and ask for some donuts. And if you've only got 24, that might not last too long. Classes at Erie Community College North. All classes, all activities are canceled today. Canisius College GMAT scheduled for the college this morning canceled. There's no bus service until at least noon today. No bus service until at least noon today. And you knew how bad it was when Metrobus said, that's it. We can't go tomorrow. They said that last night. I cannot remember a time when the buses were not running. In terrible storms, they always get through, and they are not able to run. There are abandoned buses all over western New York, and they cannot run until at least noon today. The National Guard is here. They're on duty for snow removal, and there will be more help coming. Most volunteer fire company houses are open for emergency services. All branches of Erie County Library in the city and the suburbs are closed. All branches of the Erie County Library are closed. Heard a really terrific thing last night in the middle of the night. By the way, it's 8:38 in the morning. 8:38, I'm Dan Nevereth. Heard a really terrific thing. A couple called the radio station and they said, you know, we can't sleep. We feel, you know, uneasy. We're safe. No problem. We're warm. We've got food. And we're just wondering about people who might really be scared, who want to have somebody to talk to. So they gave us their phone number, and they said, if somebody wants to just talk, have them give us a call. And we'll take turns talking to them. And that they did. Here in the City of Good Neighbors, WKBW Buffalo, I'm Dan Nevereth. Good morning. All photo mats are closed today. Middle Atlantic Warehouse is closed until Monday. Moog Music, Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga, closed until Monday. South Park North from Blaisdell is closed. There's no access to Lackawanna from the South Towns. Here's a real disappointing announcement. All OTB offices in Western New York. I thought I had a winner, too. Darn it. Oh, if I could get there, I'd make a fortune. All OTB offices in Western New York are closed today. Manziel Division of Houdai Industries and Babcock plant closed today. And Flanagan's Furniture on Niagara Falls Boulevard, Amherst, closed today. All their deliveries scheduled for today are canceled. E.P. Kirsten Company in Hamburg is closed. And here's a flash. Racing fans, Paddy's Racing News will not be published today. It's the first time in 12 years they've been unable to print, and they're not going to get off today. All branches of the Albrecht stores are closed. Niagara University, all classes canceled until Monday. Abbott Labs and Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga closed till the third shift on Sunday night. All language classes and other activities at the Polish Saturday School canceled. UB Health Service nurses, please don't report to either campus until you're called. The Woodfine Printing Company cancels their first shift for Saturday. Buffalo Forge Company, all day and night shifts for Saturday canceled. Trico Products, all shifts canceled today. They hope to resume work at midnight on Sunday, but the latest we hear from Trico, down here, just down the street from us, the plant at Washington and Goodall, is they have 1,000 people, and they have no food. Fetters Corporation is closed tomorrow and Monday. Today, tomorrow, and Monday. J.H. Williams, all shifts are canceled today. Bird Air Structures cancels their first and second shifts for both plants today. Harmac Industries resumes production with their first shift on Monday. Hoffman Printing Plant will close until Tuesday. The Blau Knox Company operations until Tuesday. Fisher-Price Toys Holland Plant closed till Sunday morning. Villa Maria College postpones their registration until next week. Sister Mary Holycard called a little while ago, and she was unable to get through the driveway. She has a Teflon shovel, too. Erie Medical Center, patients scheduled for tomorrow should not report. Village of Lancaster firemen are asked to please report to their halls to relieve night crews. They're asking you to report as soon as you can to the Village of Lancaster fire halls. All village firemen asked to please come in. Holland Preschool is canceled today, and Electric Gas Company is also closed. Now, as far as the social cancellations are concerned, please, we must assume that all civic, social, and organizational activities in Western New York are canceled today. We just have to assume that. And you have to assume that everything is right in Western New York when Henry Brock is here. Of course, he never goes away. Henry!
I was born here, Dan.
Henry, you're on vacation.
Yes.
I gotta tell you what happened.
Henry was on vacation. This is Henry's vacation week, okay? Now, when you get up early in the morning, I get up earlier, Henry gets up earlier, okay? Now, when you go on vacation, what do you want to do? You want to get as far away as you can, especially when you're up early in the morning like that every morning. So Henry went off to Fiji. See, Henry, during the war, his plane was shot down, and he crash-landed on Fiji. And because of his uniform and his dashing ways, the natives thought he was a god of some kind. They made Henry their king. So Henry is still actually, they've never rescinded this order, he is the king of Fiji. So he went back to see how the chicks, I mean, how, you know, he wanted to check out the island and his kingdom.
I also want to get a new loincloth.
Yeah, his loincloth didn't fit anymore. So, it was really neat. They used to pop grapes in his mouth, and they had these big palm fans, and it was really terrific. They'd dance around, you know, oh, king, oh, king. So Henry went back there for just a couple of days, and he got called back to emergency duty at KB. It's a long way from Fiji to KB. It's 17 minutes before 9 o'clock on WKBW Buffalo. All social, civic, and organizational activities today in Western New York are canceled. And I was in the newsroom a little while ago, and the phone's ringing off the wall, and that we ask you to hold up on the social cancellations, please. We just assume that everything is canceled like that. But a very nice little lady called, and she said that their luncheon meeting for today had been canceled. So I explained to her that, you know, we really couldn't handle that. And then a little while later, a wonderful lady called in from the Temple Beth El on Agard Road. And she wanted it, not, and this is important. It really is important. It's important to a select few people. But it's an important thing because a fellow by the name of David Antman will not be able to make his bar mitzvah today. They had scheduled the bar mitzvah services and the religious services this Saturday morning at the Temple Beth El. So it has been canceled until tomorrow. So with his friends in from out of town, his relatives and loved ones, David Antman will have his bar mitzvah tomorrow. Dave, do you say you got a snow shovel as a gift for your bar mitzvah? Okay, but it will be held tomorrow because that food is just too good. You mean, you know, you ever been to a bar mitzvah? Sensational. Wow, they got desserts. They're just amazing. It's 16 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning. Absolute emergency travel only in Western New York. If you're looking out from somewhere and you see some traffic moving, don't be faked out. Don't. It's not going to move too far. The suburbs are still terrible. The main streets in the city, they're trying to clean them up. The side streets, forget it. So if you're parked somewhere and you're warm, stay where you are for a couple of hours. Henry Brock is here in the KB Radio Newsroom. I'm Dan Nevereth. It's 8:44. Henry, what's happening?
Well, the city and the county remain at a standstill at the quarter of nine this morning. The blizzard that walloped Western New York during the night is continuing, but it's not quite as furious. It's a killer, though. Seven persons are dead in the Buffalo area. Authorities fear that more will be found. All of the dead are men. The medical examiner has not yet had a chance to determine the exact causes of deaths. Public buildings throughout Buffalo and Erie County and other parts of Western New York housed thousands of people during the night. Most are still where they first found shelter, and in some instances, food and heat are running out. Harry Spector works for the Erie County Executive Edward Regan, and here is what he had to tell KB News this morning.
We had about 1,000 people spend the night in the RAF building. We saw shelter, county employees and others just off the street. We are now with City Hall attempting to get some food for the people stranded in City Hall in the RAF building. County Executive Regan, after consulting with Sheriff Braun, has requested Governor Kerry to mobilize the 42nd Air National Guard Battalion at Niagara Falls Airport so that if there is some break in the weather, we can use helicopters to seek out stranded motorists who may not have been able to get shelter during the night.
A word from police this morning, from every place in Western New York, is stay put where you are. Don't stick your nose out and drive. Stay off the road. Streets and the city, for the most part, are still impassable, but the cleanup has started. Joseph Shimera of the Street Sanitation Department tells us...
At this point, about 7:30, the state equipment is going to be hitting the roads, opening up all the drifting areas primarily. The main streets, the main drags are going to be opened up, I imagine, with the big wing plows. We have some emergency conditions that have to be opened up immediately that are top priority. One example would be South Division and Pine, where there's a huge drift which blocks off the only escape route or entrance route and exit route to the emergency hospital there on Pine Street. So that'll be top priority by one of our snowblowers. And then we'll be working on all of the main streets, getting them opened, trying to get abandoned cars out of the way. We got tow trucks coming in. We've got people offering all kinds of services. It's unbelievable. There's an outfit from Toronto coming in. Believe it or not, it's by the name of Dial a Tow. They're on their way here to Buffalo. They're going to help us out.
Roads in the county are impassable, but the plows have started working. The thruway is closed all the way from Albany to the Pennsylvania state line, and that includes the Niagara section, where state police told KB News within the hour that over 100 abandoned vehicles are still on the Niagara section every which way. Buffalo police operated on borrowed snowmobiles and four-wheel drive vehicles during the storm. Metro buses are not running this morning. Just as soon as they do start as scheduled, KB News will tell you about it. The Greater Buffalo International Airport is open, but none of the airlines are flying. About 100 people are stranded there. They spent the night there. It's nice and warm. Our Agamohawk Tower Corporation regrets to report that 6,000 of their Western New York customers remain without power this frigid Saturday morning. They say it will be some time before power to them is restored. 1,500 homes did get their power back during the night. The crews were out in the wind and snow. Buffalo firefighters froze and sweated during the height of the blizzard as they tried to keep a three-alarm fire from spreading on the west side. The flames did consume seven homes in the Whitney, Carolina Street area. Nobody was hurt, and Police Commissioner Carl Kubiak reported this to KB News.
We had a problem fighting the fire because we couldn't get to the scene due to the abandoned automobiles on the streets. And then had a drag line to go up to almost 1,000 feet, let me say, to get to the fire. They did a tremendous job, and they should certainly commend them for the work that they did. They're still at the fire. They're mopping up and overhauling. And we hope that we don't have any more for this evening, because a lot of the streets, the main streets are blocked. We can't get through.
Police Commissioner Carl Kubiak. The eastern two-thirds of our country continues to reel under the onslaught of bitter Arctic weather, forcing schools, factories, and businesses to close and putting hundreds of thousands of people out of work. Energy resources are drying up in the Midwest, here in the East, and in the South. In asking Congress to empower President Carter with authority to take emergency steps, energy advisor James Schlesinger said some homes may be without heat in a matter of days. Badly needed heating oil is leaking into the Atlantic within several hundred yards of the Cape Cod coast. The oil barge carrying more than 3 million gallons of oil ran aground yesterday. Comedian Freddie Prinze lies near death today in the Los Angeles...